Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, welcome to another edition of Mentor Monday. This is an opportunity for me to bring one of the Lifestyles Unlimited mentors on the radio show, and we can talk about just about anything we want to talk about. You know, we can talk about what's going on in the current situation. We can talk about the marketplace. We can talk about, we could talk about the education programs that we offer. We could talk about the mentoring. Well, hey, mentoring, that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm just trying to put a little light into the situation because I know a lot of you are stuck at home. You're going crazy. Maybe hanging out in Fort living room just isn't doing it for you. So you're going to, Fort backyard, and Fort backyard's getting a little boring, and, it's just the way it is. So what I want you to do now, though, is I want you to sit back and relax, because what's going to happen is I'm going to bring my good friend Rick on. He's a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're going to talk about the opportunities. We're going to talk about the possibilities for you. And I'll tell you what, Rick has got some insight on some of the marketplaces. So we're definitely going to get inside his head and learn what he knows. So Rick, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I think we got a slightly bad connection, but we're going to go forward with it anyway. So, Rick, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I know plenty about you because you and I are friends, but, a lot of the folks in the audience, they don't know who you are. So give us an idea of who you are, who you were before Lifestyles Unlimited, what kind of, investing plan you were following, and we'll pick it up from there.
Okay, well, a little bit of my background. I spent 5 years in the Navy, where I gained a lot of experience in the information technology world. And basically, for the last 30 years, I've worked for banks, supporting networks, eventually got into installing computers for new branches and mortgage offices. And just prior to joining LU or Lifestyles, I was installing and supporting software for various e-commerce companies. And my wife's in the IT world as well. And, we got to a point where we were making some great money, and we started to have to pay like over $5,000 in income taxes every year. Our CPA recommended we might consider investing in real estate. So I've been in real estate investing for about 10 years. And I found that it was a great way to start preparing for my future as well, because when I started this, I was in my 50s, and when you're in the IT world and your hair was turning gray like mine was, they start hiring people, half your age for half the price. So I wanted to be prepared for that day when you get called into the office saying, we don't need you anymore. And that's exactly what happened to me 7 years ago. At that point, I already had 7 single-family renters, or rentals, I should say, and I was a member of Lifestyles, so ended up saying, took my box, took my severance, purchased properties 9 and 10. Since then, I bought an 8-plex and have a total of 26 rental doors now that include 2 duplexes.
That is an incredible result. So I think it's fair to say that you've effectively retired yourself, have you not?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, that's why I was very comfortable, said, hey, where's my box? And like I said, took the severance and just kept investing. And of course, with the model or the map that Lifestyles provided me, I was able to just keep reinvesting my cash flow and the equity buildup or capital gains I was making on my rentals to keep growing my portfolio. So yeah, it was no problem walking away. And after 7 years, I don't miss that corporate world at all.
What do you think it would have been like if you hadn't discovered real estate?
Well, probably tough, especially right now. You know, if you go with that old plan that we all grew up with, investing in the 401k and so forth, you know, and then something like what's going on in the world today hits you. Wow, you can lose half your 401k very quickly. And, you know, that started to happen even with some of my investment money back in 2008. You know, we all know what happened back then as well.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
I always give kudos to my CPA for making that recommendation and start investigating on how I can invest in real estate.
Yeah, I got torched pretty bad in that 2008 stock meltdown, and I never went back either. And you know, you said something that really resonated with me. You said that, you know, you were in your 50s, your hair was starting to turn gray, and you were concerned about, you know, the boss calling you in and saying, hey, it's been nice, it's been fun, but you're done because we can hire labor cheaper than we pay you. Well, I had a similar experience in the military. I got to a certain rank and a certain time of service, and basically the Army has limitations on things like that. So I was handed my pink slip too. And I'll tell you what, it was a radical change in my world. And it took me a while to discover real estate. And I'm certainly glad that I did. And I'm certainly glad that you did too.
It's been terrific. That's for sure.
So you get the opportunity to work with our members, people that are either brand new members or members that have been around the block a couple of times or even extremely sophisticated and accredited investors. What do you see when it comes from that side of the fence? Do you see people coming to you nervous and concerned? Do you see them coming to you seeking advice? What exactly do you experience as a mentor?
A little of all of the above, because, you know, obviously a lot of people in the IT world as well and had the same concerns that I had, and or, you know, they just were living paycheck to paycheck, and they just looking for something different, or they've been, you know, lost their funds in various market downs and so forth. So I've kind of heard it all, but that's the one great thing about what Lifestyles has as far as the map is, no matter what your situation is in real estate, no matter what the market is in the outside world, it's always a good time to invest.
I agree with you 100%, Rick. Hey, we're going to break, and when we come back, more with Rick on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I want to remind you that I've got my great friend Rick on the show. Now, Rick is a single-family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. So you're sitting out there and you're thinking, well, what is that? What does that do for me? Well, it's very simple. Our mentors are dedicated to our membership. We bring people onto the mentoring team as is required to provide the services that our members demand, and they get. I mean, it's all a part of helping people get from where they're at to where they're trying to get to. And for us, it's trying to get you retired in 5 years or less. It's trying to get you to utilize passive income as opposed to ordinary income to pay your bills and your other living expenses, and also to wean you off of those 401ks, those IRAs, and even those pensions, and stop relying on those for retirement. So, Rick, let me ask you this. What exactly does a dedicated mentor do? I mean, you know, what's your roles and responsibilities, and how do you help out the membership?
Sure. When you're part of Lifestyles, you get unlimited access to the mentors, and basically your mentors are people that have done it. that's really a requirement for the position, is that you've actually done this. You know, if you go to some of these other fly-by-nights or these people that fly into your city, you know, you hear them telling the same story, but they've never actually invested themselves. And that's actually a requirement that Dell has, is the mentors have to be actually doing what we're preaching and what we're showing people and how to do. And, you know, everybody's, you know, a little shaky at first, you know, because they probably already had some rental properties. And now that they've had some education with lifestyles, they find out that they really hadn't done it right. But that's what we can help them do, either turn around those properties or maybe selling those properties and getting them into properties where it's done correctly. Because, you know, Dell's number one rule is don't lose money. And that's what we preach is, you want to make sure you're cash flowing on a property. So that's what we've done, is helped a lot of members who've already attempted to do this but have not done it correctly. And, of course, we have hundreds of hours of online education as well, especially in what's happening in the world today. You know, that's been very beneficial for our members, because they do get that opportunity to kind of sit down and learn the process. And that's basically what we want to do, is when you have a mentor meeting with me, we give you step-by-step or that map that David Fisher and Dell preach about on how to do this the right way, the correct way. And we discuss, you know, what is your goals, you know. We have members that maybe only want to invest in a single family for the short term. Many times that could be a fixer-upper type property, because you're only going to hang on to it maybe 3 to 5 years. And then probably sell that and take that equity capture and move into multifamily. For me personally, it was more about a long-term hold. Again, I was in my 50s. I was trying to replace my salary as quickly as I could. And I was looking more of what we teach called yield plays. You know, they're newer properties with minimum rehab, carpet, paint, new appliances. You go straight to conventional lending, and in 30 days, you can be cash flowing $300 to $400. And, you know, that's a car payment. That's an electric bill. And you just keep repeating the process. And, like, that's what I had been doing. As I mentioned, you know, previously, that's how I got up to my 8 properties. So if you ever had that situation at work like I did, well, you've already started replacing your monthly bills with passive income from your rentals.
What are you seeing in the economy now? You're up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, are you not?
We are. And right now, it's starting to become a little bit of a buyer's market. Because of the situation going on, you know, people are skittish, you know, about, you know, moving and so forth. But it's still a great growing area. You know, it all kind of started 4 or 5 years ago when this little company you might have heard of called Toyota moved their headquarters here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then a lot of large companies followed. State Farm built this huge complex that includes shopping and apartments and so forth in a town called Richardson up here in the Dallas area. And Lodley Mutual, another insurance company, and, of course, Amazon has warehousing all throughout the DFW. So we're averaging probably around 500 people a day moving into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So our prices are probably a little higher than maybe Houston or San Antonio areas, but it's because of the demand. You know, when you're averaging that many people moving into the area, of course, that also helps us with our rent. So our rents are going up as well. And while we might not be capturing as much equity on the front end, it's really the back end or the appreciation where we're seeing, where you can easily make, you know, about 8% every year you hang on to that property up here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
That is a pretty good rate of return, especially when you're annualizing that and compounding it. You know, I think the Dallas market is pretty incredible. I think it's been incredible for years. I think it's you know, and it's doing something that other parts of the country aren't doing. I mean, it's attracting talent. It's still an affordable place to live. And even though property values are ratcheting up, it's still very affordable. So what kind of cash flows are you guys seeing on deals up there?
Well, when I talk to the members, we say here up here in DFW, you should make at a minimum 250 cash flow with an 8% cash on cash return. So we're, of course, cash on cash return is basically what you make on the what we call the cash out of pocket to acquire that property, to fix it up, and make it rental ready. So, but we probably most members though average between $300 and $400.
That's still a really good rate of return. I mean, when you think about $400 a month annualized, it's $4,800. It's almost $5,000 a year that you can use for anything that you want.
Exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, you just keep repeating that process. That's what I was doing. You know, at the time, I was still working, so I could just take that cash flow and reinvest it, purchase more properties, and then every couple of years, because I was more of that long-term strategy hanging on to my properties, I was refinancing them. Again, if it's a great rental up here in DFW, I hang on to it as long as I can and just refinance it because of the equity and the, you know, the tenants paying down your mortgage and so forth. So you can start taking some of that equity out. Just like you refinance your personal home, you can do the same thing with your rentals. And, of course, it's tax-free. You're not paying any taxes. And, you know, I recently refinanced 14 of my single-family properties with one of our lifestyle lenders last year. I was able to put it in actually a single loan, non-recourse, interest only, which typically you only get with like multifamily type property. But because I grown my portfolio so large, when it's interest only, that of course increases your cash flow. And when I can pull out $20,000 on each of those 14 properties, that gave me the opportunity to again grow my portfolio by buying two duplexes.
Holy smokes, I was just messing with Mr. Calculator and realized that you just pulled a bunch of money out of those properties. And we come back, we're going to talk to more with Rick about how you can become a successful investor. We'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. As a reminder, my name is Al Gordon, and I've got my great friend Rick, who is a single-family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited, and together we are working on your financial freedom. But I got to tell you this, if you're ready to take action, if you want to find out what it is that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we would love to share that information with you. Now, we don't want you to come to any of our offices or in any of our on-site events that we do, because we're not doing those right now. We're doing everything virtually because the country has gone to social distancing and all these other requirements. So we're complying with all of that. And what we're doing is we're offering our free workshop through a virtual platform. In other words, You can literally dial in for an event sitting in the comfort of your own living room or wherever else you want to be and get all the information about what we do as real estate investors. I mean, we're going to cover, you know, changing your mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. We're going to talk about case studies with single-family and multifamily deals. We're going to tell you how we buy those deals. We're going to get into the five ways we make money in real estate and more. And we get all that done in about an hour and a half. So it's a great, great investment of your time. And if you would like to be a part of that, all you have to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Now, if you didn't get that, you can always shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I can make sure you get connected with that event. So, Rick, man, you're blowing me away, dude. You know, we were talking at the break. And you know, those of you in the audience, I apologize because, you know, during the breaks, I get that opportunity to really go one-on-one with the mentors because I'm a mentee, they're a mentor, and I always get a lot of great information. And then what we do is we tend to share that information with you because we don't like secrets at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't like them at all. But I'll tell you what, you mentioned you refinanced a whole bunch of properties and you got what kind of loan did you get?
Yeah, actually, it was from the 14 single families that we were talking earlier, I was able to get in with, of course, what's great about Lifestyles is you have a terrific vendor program, and one of the lenders that's here in Houston and DFW was able to find a loan where I could put all my 14 single family into a single loan. It's usually called it like a portfolio or a commercial-type loan. And it was able to actually get interest-free for the first 5 years. So,
holy smokes.
Interest only.
Interest-free would be great.
Principal-free.
There you go.
So, of course, when you can lower your expenses like that, that, of course, increases your cash flow. And, of course, the appreciation, as we were mentioning earlier, up here in DFW, I was able to pull out $20,000. On each of those properties, and then go out and buy four additional properties to actually, it was two duplexes out in the Abilene area. Now, I'm a little different. While we do teach people on how to manage properties, you know, when I started this, I was in the IT world, as I mentioned, and, you know, I knew I didn't really have time, but you need to apply to it, you know, especially when you're getting started, you know, you're learning about your tenants and how to advertise the properties and so forth. So I've been using property management. That kind of works for me. Of course, you always got to include that when you run your numbers because it does take, you know, a bit of a chunk out of your cash flow. But again, with the great vendors we have with the Lifestyle program, you get, you know, many times a discount. You know, typical property management outside of Lifestyles is usually 10% of your rent. So if your rent's $1,000, that could charge you $100 a month. Well, we have property managers that charge as little as 6.5%. So it's only $65. And for me, it's worth maybe that $65 a month where I'm not having to take the phone calls. You know, I'm not having to deal with a certain what's going on in the world today, you know, with possibly renters trying to take advantage of the situation. But again, you can prevent that from happening by doing proper screening and again, following the map that Dave Fisher and Dell teaches us to make sure we don't get what we they like calling purple motion. You get those tenants who know it's an obligation and their credibility is on the line too, and they don't want to ruin their own credit. So, you know, they're making it work and pay their rent. They know they pay their bills on time. Those are the kind of people you want to have in your property.
Yeah, the purple Martian tenant is definitely somebody we want to avoid. And I agree with you, you know, by following the strict tenant screening criteria that we follow, that you as a mentor help us understand. I don't have purple Martians in any of my properties. Do you have purple Martians in any of your properties?
No, because, again, I work with my property manager, and she's very good at screening those out. Now, not saying every now and then, you know, again, I've been doing this for 10 years, we've had situations, you know, whether it's, you know, tenants are good until they're not. They're almost like vendors sometimes, you know, and, you know, something happens in their life. It could be a job loss, a divorce or whatever. So there are, you know, it's not, I've never had, I can't say I've never had an eviction. I probably had a couple, but, you know, that's just, we teach you on how to take care of those situations if they do arise. But you can prevent it, again, by doing that proper screening up front.
Yeah, I agree with you. You never know. I mean, you could have the perfect tenant on paper, and you can interview them, and everything looks great, and then 6 months into the thing, you know, they could have a job loss. It happens. Or, you know, a little thing like coronavirus could show up, and it prevents them from going to work.
Yeah, who had the crystal ball on that, you know?
Yeah. Well, we like I tell everybody, my crystal ball's in the shop, you know, and every time I pull it out of the shop, the damn thing doesn't work, so I have to keep putting it back in the shop. It is bankrupting me, I'll tell you, that thing.
So that, you know, that's what's great about real estate. It's so forgiving as well, you know. So, you know, if one that, and you, and especially with single family where you can make money, you know, the five ways, and that's why we have that website out there, five ways we make money. So if you do have maybe an unexpected maintenance repair, well, you're still making money the four other ways.
Yeah, I agree. So do you have partners with all of your individual properties, or do you own everything outright?
My only partner are my lenders.
Okay.
We don't believe in paying them off, but no, I kind of gone my own way, you know, even with my eightplex. And to be honest, up front, it's actually zoned as 2 4-plexes, but they share the same foundation. They share the same roof. So, I mean, it's a single building with 8 doors in it, but it was, you know, zoned as 2 4-plexes. Which is still considered, you know, 4-plex or below is still considered single family. But, again, you kind of treat it, though, as a small apartment complex. You know, it's the same thing, you know, because it is just an apartment. It's not like a single family home where they have backyards and so forth. And I think you're finding more people, especially families, they do like, you know, a single family residence versus an apartment, because you do get that backyard and you can make it, you know, your own home.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing to remember, is that all of our residents all want a beautiful place to call home, and we provide that to them.
Yeah, that's right. And again, that's why what Dave and Bell teaches us, you know, best product, best price. You do what you can to make yours stand out, and maybe it's that one thing that could be, like, I know David Fisher always paints that front door red just to make his pop, you know, but you just want to do that little something extra, you know, and it could be as simple as fresh mulch, you know, in the front yard, and that you want that curb appeal that makes your property stand out, and where your applicants can look at your property and feel this is a home for us.
Yeah, home sweet home is really what it's all about. And we come back from the break, we're going to get into some more details with Rick on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I've got my great friend Rick on with me. Rick serves as a single family mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. That means he takes a lot of his available time and he dedicates it to our members that have elected for those types of services. Not everybody needs it. I mean, we about 80% of our membership goes through what we call our financial freedom course, and they get everything they need to go out and start doing a fantastic job with investing in real estate. Now, some of our members, they want to go a little bit faster, and they might upgrade their membership to what we call the Challenge Program. And the Challenge Program comes with its own set of additional learning components. It also comes with access, unlimited access to our single family mentors. And that's where you would run into a guy like Rick, is you would become a member of our organization, you would decide that you need additional services, and then you would contract for those, and then all of a sudden you get the opportunity to spend time with a mentor. So Rick, when somebody comes into you for an initial consultation, what kind of stuff do you cover?
Okay, well, again, we kind of talk a little bit about what their goals, you know. What are they trying to accomplish? You know, are they trying to, like in my situation, they're concerned about their job, so they want to try to replace their current salary. And, of course, the one mistake they're all thinking, you know, they think, you know, because they make $100,000, they need to make that much in cash flow. But if you take a closer look at your paycheck from that W-2 job, you know, that's not really what you're making, because they take out for taxes, they take out for Social Security. So really, a $100,000 job is more like a $60,000 job. And that makes it that much easier to kind of replace, because it's really the take-home pay that you're trying to replace. Or, you know, I try to tell folks, too, you know, because a lot of people, you know, obviously they love their jobs or it's their own business, and they really don't have a concern about their job. But, of course, they want to have a more comfortable life, and that's what it's all about here at Lifestyles. It's making that lifestyle for you. So maybe we take a look at what your monthly bills are. So in case, you know, you do get hurt or something where you can't go to that great job that you love, but at least you now have cash producing or cash flow producing properties that can take care of those monthly bills for you. So, and then, of course, to make that, we also talk about, again, is it short-term strategy, long-term strategy? You're looking to move into a multifamily, maybe be a passive, let someone else kind of do all the work, or are you kind of like me, maybe a little control freak, like taking care of your own property, not having any partners? And so we just kind of lay out a map or a plan based on, obviously, funds that they have to invest with. You know, it's not one of those things where, you know, no money down. You do have to have some capital. And a lot of folks, what they forget about is maybe their personal home. You know, David Fisher, when he does our case studies up here in DFW, does it all the time. What was better for him and his family, a paid-off $300,000 house, or pulling out some of that equity that's not doing anything for you and investing something that pays him $60,000 a year? You know, we all grew up thinking, pay off your house, that's your best asset, you know, and even a lot of the lenders, you know, they try to sell you on the 15-year loans when really what you want to do is look at a 30-year loan, the payment's less, you'd be more money to invest in something that can pay you back. So every 3 or 4 years, I'm looking at refinancing my personal home. I've probably done it about 3 times already. And again, that's how I can increase my net worth. And that's usually the eye opener, you know, when the members come in.
So you mentioned you've refinanced your own home like 3 times. I mean, how does that work?
Well, it's very easy. And, you know, obviously, if you've been living in your home for a while, you've been paying it down, just like I did with my rental property. And, you know, let's say you bought the house, you moved in for $200,000. And again, up here in DFW, where it's appreciating, you know, around 8% maybe every year you hang on to that, well, your house might now be worth $400,000. So that's $200,000 that's really not doing anything for you. So why not put that money to work and invest in something such as single family or even multifamily, you know? Members are doing that as well. into where you're getting a return on that equity.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here messing around with my calculator, and what I'm noticing is that, you know, people with dead equity or trapped equity in their property, you know, if you could pull that $200,000 out and you could put it to work for you, and let's just say you could buy homes for, I don't know, $20,000 out of pocket, or let's go to $30,000 out of pocket, you know, if we're up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that is still a significant number of properties to get under your belt. I mean, we have a vendor that teaches a program how to acquire 10 properties in 10 months. I mean, it seems to me someone that has $200,000 in debt equity could follow that plan pretty easily.
Yeah, up here in Dallas-Fort Worth, that's easily probably around 7 properties. And again, you look at the average of, you know, $300 to $400 in cash flow, that could be up to $21,000 a year just in cash flow. And, of course, you're growing your portfolio, and those new investment properties you've acquired, they're appreciating just like your personal home did. So again, 2 or 3 years, you can do that same process, not just with your personal home now, but with those 7 investment properties you bought as well. So you can imagine how your net worth can grow.
Yeah, I'm visualizing everything you're saying. And, you know, you get into like 7 properties, they appreciate over a couple of years, you maybe 1031 out of those properties so that you can defer all the taxes, and you use those to buy even additional real estate. So, you know, that's one stepping stone to getting you retired in less than 5 years.
That's correct. I actually did that with my first property. That's how I did my first 1031 exchange. You know, I had bought my first one actually before I joined Lifestyles, and it was a great rental for me for about 3 or 4 years. But then I started having a little maintenance issue. I had like a retention wall made out of railroad ties. You know, you all have seen that. And then, of course, they're made out of wood, and we all know what kind of insect likes wood. And when I shopped around and found it was going to cost me $5,000 to replace that, that's when I decided, it's time to sell. I had $50,000 in capital gains, did my first 1031, where I don't have to pay taxes when I sell the property, but I can turn around and buy 2 new properties, which is what I did with that $50,000, and of course I just doubled my portfolio and doubled my cash flow.
Wow, it really seems that, you know, what we talk about as far as, you know, the process for getting, retired and investing in real estate, it's really not that hard, is it?
Not at all. Again, because you're working with people that are doing it in the same city you live. So they know exactly what you're doing. You know, we're not those companies that fly in from out of state, or, you know, they're a TV star on HGTV. And, you know, again, a lot of that's just acting. They don't do the actual work, and they're not, again, investing in the same areas you are. And that's the benefit of being part of the Lifestyles program, is that you are working with people who have already done what you're trying to accomplish as well.
Don't you think that all the good deals are going to be picked over in the next couple of months? I mean, would there be anything left for the rest of us?
That's another, you know, something that all the members are concerned about, or even members who are on the fence about joining Lifestyles. And no, it's never been an issue. Again, we teach you on how to find those properties. Of course, again, all of our offices have full realty agents who are out there. That's their only job, is to find them. Many of them are off market. So you're working with properties that aren't even out there on the MLS, that where you're having to compete with homeowners and so forth. And again, I've never had an issue finding a property. And that's, again, part of the mentoring, is we show you on how we find properties.
Yeah, we don't make any bones about it. We show you exactly how to do it. And I'll tell you what, you know, Rick, I got to tell you this. I really appreciate your wisdom. I really appreciate your insight. I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to give back and come on to this show.
All right. Well, I've had great fun. It's been a pleasure.
So for those of you out there that are still trying to figure out how to do this, maybe you're on the fence, you're not sure, you know, if real estate investing is the way to go, maybe you want to put your money into, oh God, silver or gold, please don't do that. Or, you know, you're getting burned by the stock market. And if you are, I apologize for that. I'm not trying to make light of what's going on in the stock market. It is the beast that it is. But if you would like to find out how to do business the way we do business, the easiest way is to attend one of our virtual free workshops. You can get there by going to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, pick the date and time for the event you would like to register for, and we'll take care of all the rest. And then all you have to do is be available, you know, maybe with popcorn or maybe an adult beverage, and enjoy the information that we're going to share with you, because it is information you absolutely need to hear in order to change your life. And remember, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.